Judges, chapter 18.
In those days, Israel had no king. And in those days, the Dani tribe was looking for a place to settle, because at that time, they did not yet have a place to call their own among the tribes of Israel. The Danites set out from their whole tribe 5 representatives, capable men from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and explore it. They said to them, "Go explore the land." They came to the Ephraimite hill country and spent the night at Micah's house. As they approached Micah's house, they recognized the accent of a young Levite. So they stopped there and said to him, "Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? What is your business here?" He told them what Micah had done for them, saying, "He hired me, and I became his priest." They said to him, "Seek a divine oracle for us, so we can know if we will be successful on our mission." The priest said to them, "Go with confidence. The Lord will be with you on your mission." So the 5 men journeyed on and arrived at Laish. They noticed that the people there were living securely, like the Sidonians do, undisturbed and unsuspecting. No conqueror was troubling them in any way. They lived far from the Sidonians and had no dealings with anyone. When the Danites returned to their tribe in Zorah and Eshtaol, their kinsmen asked them, "How did it go?" They said, "Come on, let's attack them, for we saw the land and it's very good. You seem lethargic, but don't hesitate to invade and conquer the land. When you invade, you will encounter an unsuspecting people. The land is wide. God is handing it over to you, a place that lacks for nothing on earth." So 600 Danites, fully armed, set out from Zorah and Eshtaol. They went up and camped at Kiriath Jearim in Judah. To this day, the place is called the Camp of Dan. From there they traveled through the Ephraimite hill country and arrived at Micah's house. The 5 men who'd gone up to spy the land of Laish said to their kinsmen, "Do you realize what is inside these houses? Are an ephod, some personal idols, a carved image, and a metal image? Decide now what you will do." They stopped there, went inside the young Levite's house, which belonged to Micah, and asked him how he was doing. Meanwhile, the 600 Danites, fully armed, stood at the entrance to the gate. The 5 men who'd gone to spy out the land broke in and stole the carved image, the ephod, the personal idols, and the metal image, while the priest was standing at the entrance to the gate with the 600 fully armed men. When these men broke into Micah's house and stole the carved image, the ephod, the personal idols, and the metal image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They said to them, "Shut up. Put your hand over your mouth and come with us. You can be our advisor and priest. Wouldn't it be better to be a priest for a whole Israelite tribe than just one man's family?" The priest was happy. He took the ephod, the personal idols, and the carved image and joined the group. They turned and went on their way, but they walked behind the children, the cattle, and their possessions. After they'd gone a good distance from Micah's house, Micah's neighbors gathered together and caught up with the Danites. When they called to the Danites, the Danites turned around and said to Micah, "Why have you gathered together?" He said, "You stole my gods that I made, as well as this priest, and then went away. What do I have left? How can you have the audacity to say to me, 'What do you want?'" The Danites said to him, "Don't say another word to us, or some very angry men will attack you, and you and your family will die." The Danites went on their way. When Micah realized they were too strong to resist, he turned around and went home. Now the Danites took what Micah had made, as well as his priest, and came to Laish, where the people were undisturbed and unsuspecting. They struck them down with the sword and burned the city. No one ever came to rescue because the city was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with anyone. The city was in the valley near Beth Rehob. The Danites rebuilt the city and occupied it. They named it Dan after their ancestor, who was one of Israel's sons. But the city's name used to be Laish. The Danites worshipped the carved image. Jonathan, descendant of Gershon, son of Moses, and his descendants, served as priests for the whole tribe of Dan until the time of the exile. They worshipped Micah's carved image the whole time God's authorizing shrine was in Shiloh.
You are my peace, This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.